AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. and Western allies respond to Russia's alleged atrocities in Ukraine. President Biden saying Russia's leaders and economy will feel the pain for years to come. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
The U.S. is hitting Moscow with more sanctions over what the president says are war crimes, blocking two key banks and taking the fight to Vladimir Putin's family with sanctions on his two adult daughters.
We're going to keep raising the economic cost and ratchet up the pain for Putin and further increase Russia's economic isolation.
And stifle Russia's ability to grow for years. The United Kingdom followed with its own sanctions. In another show of allied unity that's hurting Putin's ability to fund the war. But the president warns the fight is far from over.
This war can continue for a long time, but the United States will continue to stand with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people in the fight for freedom.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Sacramento, California police say at least five shooters were involved in last Sunday morning shooting that killed six people in the city's downtown. Investigators adding it was a gang-related shooting. Two brothers are among the 12 wounded have been arrested in connection with that shootout. Minnesota prosecutors will not bring charges against a Minneapolis police SWAT team member who shot and killed Amir Locke while executing an early morning no-knock search warrant. State Attorney General Keith Ellison.
Current law only allows us to evaluate the case from the perspective of a reasonable police officer. And that language is from the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and relevant cases and statutes. We're not allowed to evaluate the case from the perspective of the victim.
Police body cam video show Locke holding a gun just seconds before he was shot and killed last February. He was sleeping on a couch in his cousin's apartment and was not the subject of the warrant. This is AP News. The House votes to hold two former Trump advisors in contempt of Congress.
On this vote, the yeas are 220, the nays are 203. The resolution is adopted.
The House Republicans accused the January 6th committee of putting on a show trial of Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino for their refusal to comply with subpoenas to testify before the committee. House Democratic Leader Steny Hoyer said the vote shows which members of the House back the rule of law.
This vote will reveal to us who is willing to show tolerance for the intolerable. It will reveal to us who is willing to stand up and defend our democracy and the rule of law, irrespective of party.
The committee says Scavino helped promote former President Donald Trump's false claims of a stolen election and was with him the day of the attack on the Capitol. Navarro continued to claim executive privilege, already waived by the Biden administration. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.